106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray. I'm Mountain Insider Tanya Faubert. Living wage. How much do you actually need to make per hour to afford to live in a certain place? They've actually recently done a study, I understand, to determine what is Canmore's living wage.
The number that they came up with, $23.40 an hour, is what both parents in a two-parent family with two children need to be earning to meet their basic needs and live comfortably in Canmore. Wow. Like, this is not, we're not talking poverty line. The shelter costs, childcare, food, clothing, contingency. The calculations include enough money for a vacation. For a single person, it's $20.03 an hour. For a single parent with one child, it's $24.25 an hour. It's not the town or council saying to businesses in this community, you need to be paying people this much. It's giving everyone an understanding of what it takes to meet your basic needs and live here comfortably. This has a lot of assumptions in it. This only considers rental housing, doesn't consider you having employee health benefits or a dental program. It doesn't consider extras in your budget like mountain bikes and kayaks and that kind of thing. So one of those things where you can look at it and maybe look at your own earning potential and your own revenue and have a better understanding of perhaps how much more you need an hour.
That's easier said than done. Hey boss, I'm making $14 an hour. And this study says I should be making $20.03.
And that's why we need to be cautious about how we interpret the study. Mm-hmm. Because it's not meant to say to people, you need to do this. But say you're an employer and you're wondering, what do I need to pay my staff? Because I care about them in order for them to exist within this socioeconomic framework that we have in Canmore and do well, is really high. When you look at living wage studies across Canada, I think the only one that's higher than us is Toronto.
It doesn't surprise me. I mean, we all know how much it costs to live around here.
Exactly.
I think it all, you know, that brings it right back to the affordable housing discussion and debate. I mean, are the people who are serving you coffee in the morning, people who are, you know, serving you food at restaurants, are they making $20 or $23 an hour? Probably not. To bring the cost of living down for people like that, those essential people in our community, affordable housing is a key thing that we need here in town, more of it.
And this also can lead into policies and programs by the municipality that address specific areas. For example, our recreation programming already has subsidies for lower income people so they can access places like Elevation Place. Transit. You put transit into a community, you are lowering the cost of transportation for people. And things that employers can do, like say your employee uses a phone for their job, you can cover the phone, right, or you can increase benefits, or there are other ways of addressing these different areas that are a cost of living.
Rather than just saying, hey, businesses, pay your staff more money.
Exactly. Yeah. And as well, say you're a business and you look at this study and you say, okay, we're going to pay all our employees a living wage. You can then promote yourself. We're a local business that pays a living wage.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And when you do that, you have less employee turnover and better energy in your staff, I think. And as well, customer appreciation. I put my money places where I know it does good. I really do vote with my dollars.
Yeah.
And I encourage everyone to go to canmore.ca and find the study. It's in the council agenda from this week. Business owners, community members, we can just all have a better understanding of what it takes to live in Canmore.